Lyon, our next guest. Well, he's got a lot on his plate at the moment, so we really appreciate him taking the time to have a chat with us. The CEO of the Essendon Football Club is on the line, Xavier Campbell. Good afternoon, Xavier. How are you going, mate?
Good afternoon, Howie. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no, thanks for coming on, mate. I know you've got a lot on your plate. Give us a basic timeline of when you realised that you had an issue with COVID, mate, and obviously we all hope it gets sorted out and your footy club can play footy really, really soon, mate.
Yeah, no, it's something that's obviously, you know, I'm not part of the football department bubble, so I sort of sit outside like a lot of the sort of administrators and CEOs. So I got a call early morning or mid-morning probably yesterday from our head of football, Dan Richardson, our now head of people and culture and compliance officer, Lisa Laurie, says to say that a preliminary test result had come back that was pending on Connor and was a little bit strange. It was something that Dorovich, the pathology lab, were further exploring. So the ears pricked up then, and that's when we started to think, okay, what are the different scenarios that can come into play now? And then Connor obviously went off for additional testing, and that that confirmed positive test was released mid-afternoon.
So, Xavier, can I just check, did the club know that that first test came back a regular before he came back into the club?
Yeah, thanks, Clark. And that's a question that that I've rightly been asked over the last 24 hours. So I'll give you a quick snapshot of the timeline and how it worked. We all know, you know, players are tested twice a week now. The first time is before their contact training session during the week, and the second time 48 hours out before the game. So all the players have been tested on Wednesday before their contact training session on Friday. So they got the results Friday morning, but they were then tested again Friday afternoon. Now, those results didn't come through until early yesterday morning before training. So the process is that the club doctor and the club compliance officer then get those results. They cross-check them against everyone in the bubble, players and staff. Now, Connors was the one that said pending. So it didn't say it was negative. It didn't say it was positive. It said it was pending. So our guys then rang Connor just to ensure that he actually went for the test. He was en route to the football club at the time. He advised that he had. Then the club doctor then made contact with Dorovich, who advised that they would need to explore that and come back to the club. In the meantime, Connor arrived at the football club. He was told that he wouldn't be able to train with the group, and then until such time that we got confirmation of a negative test, he would need to, you know, obviously practice strict social distance. He was temperature tested for symptoms and all that sort of thing as per the protocol. And about 15 minutes later, the result came back that there was an irregularity, a low level of irregularity, so it still wasn't conclusive. So then he got sent off straight away off to Dorovich for further testing, got asked to self-isolate at home, and it wasn't until early afternoon that we were advised that the test was in fact positive.
So the concern around the seven other players that he did the indoor session with being Redmond, Hurley, Hooker, Saad, Ridley, Guelphy and Gleeson, what is the situation with those guys?
Yeah, it's too early to tell, Brownie. So basically, we had a call earlier today with the Department of Health and Human Services. So essentially, what they're doing now is going through a process of identifying those in close contact. So what they're going to use closely, and what we're compiling for them now is the footage of training on Friday. So Friday was a full list, full contact training session. So even though there are smaller groups, it does depend on the activity that those smaller groups are undertaking as to whether or not a particular player would deem as close contact. Even when players are doing gym sessions, there's particular protocols that players follow to ensure that they're not deemed as close contact, and that is cleaning the equipment after they used it, all those sorts of things. So I don't want to speculate. I think it would be inappropriate for me to do that. We have to follow the process and wait for, essentially provide all the information through the Department of Health and Human Services and wait for them to come back to us in the next 24 to 48 hours around who is deemed to be a close contact individual.
So, Xavier, the Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, has already said any close contacts of Connors would have to isolate for 14 days. You've got two games, obviously, upcoming against Carlton and then Collingwood. How many players would you be comfortable losing to continue to go ahead with those games?
Well, you're not comfortable losing any, Jay. You know, it's going to be challenging. Clearly, we know there's going to be some. It will depend around what the DHHS determine around close contact. It will depend on the AFL as to then what the next step is. All I would say in that is that the AFL have done a tremendous amount of work in building flexibility in a framework for the execution of games, obviously with shorter quarters, a rolling fixture that's coming out in piecemeal stages where you know, you only have 4 weeks, essentially 4 weeks at a time, and a longer runway for a season to be completed in. So regardless of where it sits, and if we, you know, if a worst case scenario was a significant chunk of players were deemed to be close contact and we weren't able to field a team, there is enough flexibility. I think Gil spoke to this yesterday, enough flexibility in the fixturing and the way the season's going to be delivered to allow us to move through that.
So if you did lose a chunk of senior players, we took of Hooker and Hurley, et cetera, you potentially asked for those games to be postponed.
Well, we would be led by the league, I think, and it would be they will be resting heavily on the medical experts, and it would depend.
But
on
if you
all
lost your back line, Xavier, wouldn't you want to push those games back? If you lost your whole back line, say
that would be a discussion we have with the AFL, and it would be for the AFL to determine what that looks like. I mean, clearly, you know, we're speculating on what that might look like. I'm really reluctant to do that, given the landscape as it stands right now. But they are all realities. What we do know is it's not going to derail our season, Clark, and that's we're determined to ensure that's happening. It's not ideal. We know that. You know, but the preparation and lead into this season hasn't been ideal. It's been anything but fair in the way it's been structured. And there's hubs, there's not hubs for other teams and all those sorts of things. We all know that we're bought in. And we all know we have to play within the parameters that we've got, but given the uniqueness of this season, I think every club's bought into that.
Xavier, before we let you go, I know you've got a lot on your plate, mate. Obviously, in the midst of all this is a young bloke who has already had a discussion that he's suffered from homesickness. He's come back to Australia. He's had to go into isolation for the 14 days due to the fact that he's arrived back into the country from an overseas destination. And now he's got this. How is Connor dealing with all this? He's gone through a lot, the young man.
He has. It's no idea. I mean, you know, we can't forget that there's a real person behind all of that. So there's a lot of support being provided to Connor in the background. I spoke with him at length last night. He's doing okay, but it's, you know, it's one of those sort of works in progress. We need to ensure we keep checking in with Connor, because it's a pretty confronting situation that he finds himself in.
Obviously, that's mentally, but how is he in general?
No, he's doing all right. You're asking physically, Duck, in terms of his football.
Yes.
You know, he's doing all right. Obviously, he'd been chosen to play this week. So, you know, even though he'd had an interrupted preparation, even more so than a lot of the other players with the quarantine period that he had to go into. And even just getting back to Australia was a challenge because of the, you know, there weren't direct flights. You know, working out which destinations for him to fly back through that provided the least amount of risk for us. So all those sorts of things. And that's, you know, didn't make for smooth sailing, but you know, he'd come back in good shape. He was prepared and ready to go, and to the level that the match committee felt like they should pick him for this week's game.
And is he actually feeling sick though at all, Xavier?
No, he's asymptomatic.
He's not. No.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's another key. I mean, the AFL have done an enormous amount of work. I have to commend them. Like, they've done an enormous amount of work around the protocols. You know, every morning when players arrive on site, they go through a rigid test, you know, strict test that they go through to ensure that the risk is reduced. And for Connor, he didn't feel anything. And that's, you know, even though he didn't have his full test result yesterday, he still had to go through that. He still had to stay separate from the group in the sense of respecting social distancing. And that's, you know, that's processes have been put in place and processes have proven to be founded to be correct in the situation that we find ourselves in.
And finally, Xavier, did you discuss with Connor in your talks with him whether he did go to the open house, as has been reported?
Yeah, it's too early to understand. There's an open house. Whether or not that open house is deemed to be a breach of the protocols, we're still working through. It's a decision for the AFL. And now, obviously, the fact that it's with the Department of Health and Human Services, it's something that we've stepped back from. And we'll allow them to manage that process now, Clarkie.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier, we appreciate you coming on. Good luck steering through a difficult time. Hopefully everything is back ship shape very, very soon for you, the Bombers, and for Connor.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, guys.